Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. And today I'm doing a team preview for the Cincinnati Bearcats upcoming 2022 season. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. You can check out clips for our show on Instagram at 100th Football. And go visit our brand new LinkedIn page where you can find a link to our top-tier, high-quality, everyday updated podcast on the Belief Podcast Network, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We are available with daily episodes over 1,000+ over there and well over 1,000+ on Facebook and on YouTube. So go over there, check us out. And also you can find a playlist for our NFL and NCAA team previews on our YouTube channel where it is updated constantly. And if we have not covered your team yet in college, please put a comment in there so we can move your team up in our rotation and we can get it out sooner rather than later. Once again, we thank you all for the fans for tuning in and listening. Let's get into this team, the Cincinnati Bearcats upcoming season of 2022. Boy, oh boy, was 2021 a Cinderella story, am I right? A tremendous record, 13-1, 8-0 in the AAC. They won the Cotton Bowl, or excuse me, they lost the Cotton Bowl Classic, which was the college football playoff semifinal, to Alabama 27-6, but they won their championship game against Houston 35-20. So they are the reigning AAC champs, and my God, they made it to the Final Four pretty much, right? One of the best four teams in college football last season was the Cincinnati Bearcats. Hard to believe, but yes, it is correct. So congrats to them still. It's still hard to believe that this team made it. And I am so just happy that a different team got into this mix. But enough about 21. We know it was a great season. Let's move on to this upcoming year starting very, very soon for this team. As we all know, Cincinnati, as well as Houston and UCF, are all making a move to the Big 12 after this season. So this is the last year in the AAC for this team and the other two, as I mentioned. So they are looking to go out with a bang. Go watch my Houston team preview I just did. So go check that out and see how I think they will do and stacked up against other teams again in the conference. But Cincinnati, right? Great team last year, and they are looking to end this year with another championship back-to-back reigns. So this year, right, like I said, last year, great on offense, pretty effective all in all, and you have your offensive line coming back, and boy, oh boy, you got some rocks there. You got some guys who were just absolute boulders, three AAC stars, and you should get everyone back pretty much. So it's going to be nice on the O-line, which is tremendous, best in the nation in terms of allowing tackles for loss, and they were pretty good in pass protection as well and not allowing a lot of sacks. So this is going to be nice here. It's going to be good with your offensive line looking good. Now, let's move over to the quarterback and as well as some other guys you have lost. Desmond Ridder, Jerome Ford, Alec Pierce. All of them gone to the NFL. They are no longer with the team. So you're going to have to recoup on your offense. The receiving corps should be fine. You're getting most of your guys coming back along with your good tight end, Josh Wild. Your veteran line is really going to help him out. I think that's going to be the key this year. And with your groundwork, right, you get LSU transfer Corey Kiner, who's going to help out with Ryan Montgomery in the backfield. But the real question on everyone's mind is Evan Prater. Is he ready to replace Desmond Ridder? We'll see. And you also have Ben Bryant in the mix as well for that quarterback job. But it's like I said, it's Prater's job to lose, I think. So we'll see how he can do. Like I said, I'm not too sure how this team is going to run with a brand new quarterback losing, you know, like I said, Ford and Pierce. So it is going to be a little bit tough on offense. I think it's not going to be quite as good as last year. I think they're going to take a small step back. Moving over to the defense, like I said, the offense lost a lot of good players, but you do get a lot of them back. The defense, though, you lost your top guys and a good bit of talent as well. And it was a team last year who 10th best in terms of takeaways, right? And it's hard to replace a lot of guys that they lost. And it's going to be a little bit tough because when you have a good season, right, your schedule is going to get even harder the year after. So we'll get into that in a little bit, but I think that Cincinnati is going to have a little bit of a rougher go at it this year. I'm not going to say they're going to be a bad team by any means, but I think that it is going to be a step back on both sides of the ball. And plus, like I said, when you lose such guys like Sauce Gardner, like Brian Cook, and you also, like I mentioned, Desmond Ridder, Kobe Bryant, Alec Pierce, Jerome Ford, Myjai Sanders, Curtis Brooks, and Darian Beavers, that's a lot of guys you've lost and a lot of guys who, congrats to them, they got drafted. But, man, it's going to be rough. And on this defense, like I said, you have some transfers. Malik Van, he's got to step things up. He's got to look good. You have Juwan Briggs, right, 315-pounder, looking good. He's got to be an anchor on the inside. Your secondary is what I'm worried about. I'm not too much worried about the interior, the linebackers. I'm worried about that secondary, man. And, like I said, you lost Sauce, you lost Kobe, and you've got guys, right, it's going to be a little tough. Javon Hicks is good. He's going to be a good holdover. And Arquan Bush might be the guy up, but I'm just not feeling the love I got from Cincinnati last year. You know what I mean? And I think that they're going to take a slight step back. I still think they're a good team. Don't get me wrong about that. I still think they're a great team. But I think that they might have a little bit more trouble this year compared to last season. So let's talk more about this team, right? And I think that Cincinnati had a tremendous year last year. And some keys for them this upcoming year they got to work on is converting third downs. They were a little bit rough with that last year. It's going to be a little bit harder. Like I said, in the AAC championship game, even though they won against Houston, they were 0-for-8 on third downs. And they didn't really get much going on with Alabama. We're not going to, the less we talk about that game, the better for this program, right? And for the defense, you've got to just continue to try and get the turnovers at a fast rate. And we'll see how they can do. But I think that it's going to be interesting what Evan Prater can do, right? The brand new quarterback, how he's going to rock. Like I said, I think Corey Kiner is going to do good, the transfer. I think that the defense is going to be okay. But let's look at their schedule, who they're playing, and my final thoughts. So you have Arkansas week one. That's going to be a tough battle. Kennesaw State, shout out to Georgia, right? Big shout out Kennesaw State. Miami of Ohio. Then you have Indiana September 24th. Tulsa on October the 1st. South Florida on October the 8th, SMU October 22nd, UCF through the Knights on the 29th of October. November the 5th, you're facing off against Navy. November 11th, East Carolina. November 19th is Temple. And finally, November 26th against Tulane. So I think they're going to have a good season. I think they're going to have a few tough battles, but I don't know how to feel about this team. I think they're going to do just fine, but I don't think they're going to be quite as good as they were last year. And that's not a knock on them by any means. I think that Luke Fickell is going to be – I mean, obviously, he was a great coach, and I think he's going to be fine. You got a brand-new offense coordinator, Gino Guidoli. And also, I think that when you look at Cincinnati, right, I think that them, you got Houston in there, you got UCF on the rise. Those are the big kind of three teams that I can think of. And I just don't know, man. It's going to be a tough road for Cincinnati this upcoming year. And I'm expecting a good record, obviously a winning record. But I'm not quite sure if they're going to be able to get back to that AAC championship or not. I definitely don't believe, and like I said, this is no knock on them, I don't think they're going to be in that top four, that college football playoff again this upcoming season. I just don't see it. But I would love to get surprised by this team. I would love for them to just show out, have a tremendous season like they did last year.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
But hey, drop a comment. I want to hear what you have to say to the fans. If you're a Bearcats fan, if you love Cincinnati, well, how do you think this team will perform this upcoming season? I would love to hear it. Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. And like I said, go check out the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We are available each and every single day with daily episodes uploaded. I've been your host today, Logan Landers, talking about the Bearcast 2022 upcoming season. Hey, have a tremendous day one, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.